From Spark and Anvil and Pixelforge, this is Sheen in Chapter 1 of the Pixelforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Sheen was a cat tween, the warm gold of afternoon, with one ear that always seemed to catch the light and one that always fell into soft shadow. She never looked flat, even standing still. There was a bright edge along her sunward side and a cool dusk along the other, so she seemed carved out of the air rather than pasted onto it. In her paw, she carried a small brass lantern on a stick, unlit, which she used not to make light, but to point at it. She would hold the lantern up, aim it at a corner of the room, and announce, "The light lives there today," and then shade everything to agree. She worked among the sprites that needed to look solid, the apples that had to look round, the helmets that had to look domed, the faces that had to look like faces and not stickers. "A shape drawn flat is just an outline with color poured in," Sheen would say. "It's a sticker. To make it round, you have to lie about light. Pick a direction the sun is coming from, put the bright pixels on that side, put the shadow pixels on the far side, and keep that choice for the whole picture. One light, chosen, kept."
Sheen grew up in the deep river gorge, where the sun only reached the bottom for 1 hour a day, always slanting in from the same eastern lip of rock. Her family were potters, and they'd learned something the flatland potters never had to. Down in the gorge, you could only tell one pot from another by its shadow. A bowl and a plate looked identical from the top, but when the one-hour sun came slanting in from the east, the bowl threw a deep, curved shadow inside itself, and the plate threw almost none, and suddenly you could see the shape of each, carved out by that single, reliable, one-directional light. Little Sheen used to sit and wait for the sun hour just to watch the pots turn round. "Same clay, same glaze," her father said, turning a bowl slowly. "But the light tells the truth about its shape, as long as the light stays put." When a visiting potter once lit lamps all around a bowl to show it off, the bowl went flat and confusing, lit from everywhere and therefore from nowhere. She never forgot it. Too many lights is the same as no light. It's the one honest direction that lets a shape be seen. She carried the unlit lantern from that day on to remind herself to choose.
At 12, Sheen climbed out of the gorge and walked to Pixelforge, brass lantern swinging on its stick. Palette met her at the door. "What is light source and form shading?" Sheen raised her lantern and aimed it at the doorframe. "It's making a flat shape look round," she said, "by choosing where the light comes from and keeping that choice. I pick one direction, say the light's up and to the left. Then the bright pixels go on the up-left side of everything, and the shadow pixels go on the down-right side of everything, all through the picture. One light for the whole scene. If I light each thing its own way, nothing looks solid. It's the one kept direction that turns stickers into round things." Palette looked at the cat, whose two ears already told the story, one bright, one dim. "You've been shading yourself your whole life," she said. "I grew up somewhere with only 1 hour of honest light," said Sheen. "It taught me not to waste it." "You're the one," Palette said, and the warm studio light fell across them both from a single high window. Sheen's workshop had one big window and no other lamps, on purpose. On her table sat the unlit lantern and a glowing canvas. And today, Sumi the otter kit was scowling at a picture of a red apple. The apple was a perfect red circle. It was also completely flat. A red coin, a sticker, a hole punched in the screen. "It won't look like an apple," Sumi complained. "It's just a red circle. I colored it in really neatly and it's still flat." "Neat and flat," Sheen agreed, not unkindly. "Because it has no light. Let's give it one. Just one." She lifted the lantern and aimed it at the top left corner of the canvas. The light lives there. Now everything obeys. On the top left curve of the apple, she placed a few pixels of pale, bright red, almost pink, where the imaginary sun would strike. On the bottom right curve, she placed a few pixels of deep, cool red, nearly maroon, where the sun couldn't reach. Between them, she let shades ramp do the rest, mid-red curving around the form. "Step back," she said. Sumi stepped back and made a small, startled sound. The coin was gone. A round apple sat on the screen, bulging toward the light, curving away into shadow, solid enough to pick up. "You didn't redraw it," Sumi said. "I chose a light and obeyed it," said Sheen. She showed the little otter the rules, one lantern aim at a time. "Pick the light direction first before you shade a single pixel, and write it on a sticky note if you have to. Highlights always on the lit side, shadows always on the far side, for every object the same way. Don't light the apple from the left and the leaf from the right. That's the lamps everywhere mistake, and it makes a scene go flat and dizzy. And keep the highlight small and the shadow honest. A shape gets round through a few bright pixels and a few dark ones, not by coloring the whole thing brighter. One thing to be steady about," Sheen said, and the whole picture lines up behind it.
When the window dimmed toward evening, Sumi lingered, turning the round apple this way and that on the screen. "I was so frustrated before," Sumi admitted. "I kept adding more red and more red, and it stayed flat, and I felt kind of hopeless, like I just couldn't make round things." "You could make round things the whole time," Sheen said, settling beside the otter as the last of the one window's light slid gold across the table. "You just hadn't chosen a light yet. That's all round is, a shape plus a decision about where the sun is, kept faithfully. The hopeless flat feeling? That's not you being bad at art. That's a picture with no light source, waiting for you to point at one." She set the unlit lantern down between them. "Choose your light. Keep it. Let everything answer to it." Sumi looked at the solid, glowing apple and felt the hopeless flat feeling quietly lift, replaced by the steadying calm of having one thing at last to face. "One light chosen and kept," Sheen said softly. "Isn't it a relief, having something to line up behind?"
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sheen. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.